Gender implications of neoliberal economic policies. Neoliberal economic policies tend to impact differentially on women and men across social and economic strata, often to the disadvantage of women. Employment is one route through which women's potential for economic empowerment may be adversely affected. For example, restrictive policies to contain inflation at very low levels could adversely affect employment. Experience in many developing countries shows that when unemployment increases, the proportion of women losing employment is higher than that of men, but they do not gain employment faster than men when jobs become available rather than at all. 2012. When the public sector is downsized and privatized, more women are affected because a large share of women's formal employment tends to be in the public sector rather than at all. 2012. Trade liberalization has created new employment opportunities for women in export-oriented sectors rather than at all. 2012. In Southeast Asia, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka, there were 2 to 5 female workers for every male worker in textiles, garments, and electronic sectors. D. Jordan and Owens, 2009. However, because of intense international competition and the need to keep production costs low, there is limited scope for increase in wages and improvements in working conditions rather than at all. 2012. During times of crises, women are the first to be laid off. For example, during the Asian economic crisis, 7 times as many women in South Korea were laid off as men. 2009. Cuts in public expenditure could mean the decline in public investment on basic needs and services, such as water supply and sanitation, public transport, and child care services. Because of gender-based division of labor and limited access to cash compared to men, each of these would increase women's workload related to household tasks. Studies from hill districts of Nepal, Pakistan, Vietnam, and China carried out in the late 1990s reported that women's domestic tasks increased their work day by 4 to 5 hours compared to men, especially in rural low-income households. Balakrishnan, 2005. Yet another dimension of vulnerability that women face is the possibility of increased domestic violence in times of economic hardship. Studies from India observe that in times of economic crises, more women reported experiencing spousal violence, probably because men tend to vent their frustrations related to economic insecurity on their less powerful wives. Hibbert et al., 2009. Gender roles cast women in an important role related to food security, as producers and processors of food, as procurers of food, and as preparers of food responsible for the nutritional security of members of their household. They have often to do so against serious odds. While the neglect of agriculture has affected the farming community overall, women farmers face additional difficulties because in most, page 14, Asian countries, especially in South Asia, few women possess land titles and legal ownership of the land on which they work. They therefore have less access to institutional credit, subsidized inputs, and extension services, and have to incur higher cultivation costs. Hibbert et al., 2009. Food insecurity and crises take a higher toll on women than men because of their role in procuring and preparing food. A detailed account is available from a study of the effect of food insecurity on rural women in Bangladesh and Ethiopia. This study found that when there were spikes in food prices, women had to work for 0.8 hours more every day to buy or prepare food at a lower price, or work for earning more income. Duray Gucci, 2010. In Bangladesh, 21% of respondent women had to take their children out of school to support them. Women often cut down on their own food intake to put more food on the table for their children and husbands. One woman from a Bangladesh village described her situation thus. Sidebar. I and my husband have 4 children. My husband works on our 0.5 hectare land besides riding his rickshaw during mangaline season. I also work as a daily laborer and earn only $1 a day. I am not able to prepare good food to feed the whole family. I eat only once a day to give more food to my children and husband. I mainly eat fried wheat sambaya and puff rice muri with chili and salt. Duray Gucci, 2010. End of sidebar.